if this is true, and we have no reason at the moment to not believe that it's true, that any government body would do such a thing against people who are suffering so much at the moment and trying to get on with rebuilding their lives and being put through hell for one reason after another. Compliments to the ditch for doing such a fantastic piece. And if it is true, which I believe at the moment it looks like it is, hopefully it will rectify itself. I know it's allegedly the councillor is saying it's a technical glitch. Well, glitches like this is not something that we need to be dealing with going forward. People are going through the torment of this. It's beggar's belief that one man or beast would do such things to each other at this time.
Andy, you mentioned the impact this crisis has already had on a number of families in the county of Donegal, and I'm sure you'll say this is probably a further blow to them.
This is another kick in the teeth for people. And remember this, these are families who are trying to get on with the scheme and trying to get a scheme. They're trying to make a bad scheme work, and they're being, downgraded and up through hell. Whereas there's thousands more in County Donegal and elsewhere who can't even contemplate the idea of getting on the scheme or can't get on the scheme. So, if that story is anyway true, these are people who are getting on with it and they're being made pay the penalty for trying to get on with it. And it's just, it beggars belief. It's unreal, to be honest.